Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello! Welcome to Kobe in Copenhagen. My name's Owen and I'm with Marius.
Hi, hello, hello.
And I'm with Abby.
Hoi, 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 hoi. Hi, 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 hi.
Okay, Santa.
if you couldn't guess.
I wanted to see how long you'd let me go.
Oh, you could.
Hi, 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 hi. Hi, hi, hi.
Yeah, she'll get bored soon. if you couldn't guess, Abby's American, I'm Irish, and Marius is Danish.
Yeah.
This is Cupping Copenhagen podcast about. Well, you've probably heard it before, so I won't say it again.
Say it again.
It's about Copenhagen. Living in Copenhagen, it's about living in Denmark, it's about living in Scandinavia, and it's about anything else that we think we should talk about.
Yes.
It's a Monday episode. Mm-hmm. It's Monday. Hey, everybody, welcome to the week.
Hope you're having a splendid start.
We're going to start this particular episode off with Abby.
Hey, listen, I'm going to London on Monday.
Oh.
When you go to London on Monday, you call it Munden.
It's a really strong start to this episode. Really strong start.
I'm gonna stay at a friend's house.
Yeah.
They're a couple. They are really nice. They're really fun and cool. And they're letting me stay with them for 3 nights. Mm. I wanna bring them a present. I wanna bring them a Danish present.
Okay, yeah.
And it made me think, what should I bring them? That's mm-hmm. one thing it made me think. Mm-hmm. Another thing is like, there's so much Danish shit that's like classic Danish presents.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what we should talk about this episode. The classic Danish shit that like, that the Danes really want you, like, because I am mesmerized mm-hmm. by the things that they think are like good presents. Also, like, the couple I'm staying with are going to go to visit our friends in Scotland, and that one of those friends is just turned one yesterday. Mm. So I want to get a present for him. I want to get a present for the adult people that I'm staying with.
Mm.
And I'm thinking of Danish stuff. And Danish stuff, because
mm-hmm.
honestly, one thing we really have going for us in this country
mm.
is great airport shopping. Great airport shopping. All the things that I'm
going to... Great airport.
Period.
Had a friend... Yep.
Full stop.
Who once
don't know
said,
about Aalborg, but Copenhagen's doing pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
Had a friend that once said that the Danish airport is the only humane... The Copenhagen airport is the only humane airport in the world.
Oof.
And I was like, wow. I do really like the Copenhagen airport. I was kind of like, okay. I commented that on my friend's, like... video when he did a video about the airport. Apparently there's a place in the duty free section you can go through a different door, so you don't have
yes.
to go through duty free.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Yeah. My friend Derek posted a video about that. You can check him out on Robe Trotting.
Yeah.
And he and I commented on it, said that thing that my friend said, have been getting the most absurd comments back on this for like a month now. People want to tell me all about the good things about the Copenhagen airport. Also all about how their water fountains are bad. Like so many people are telling me way too much stuff.
It's weird. Like I think
people are fired up. They're fired up. Yeah.
But it's like because a lot of our friends are people who aren't Danish. We have a lot of interaction with the airport. Like yeah. I have friends who fly every month, like leave Copenhagen for like a weekend every month. And I hit the airport fairly often. So it is like...
I hit the airport pretty often. Oh yeah, I hit the airport. You hit the airport today?
I tap it.
You hit the airport? Yeah? Doing some airport sets?
Tip it,
some airport lunges?
Yeah.
was hoping you let that one.
Nope. Owen hits the airport pretty frequently. Listen, Owen's no stranger to the airport. Owen, you ever plank in the airport?
Just let her burn out. She'll get bored of it. She'll get bored of it.
You ever plank in the airport? You ever try to do pull-ups in the airport?
Just jump from bench to bench in the airport?
You ever go to the bathroom in the airport?
I'm not allowed in the airport.
Do some sets of like smiley faces on the how would you rate the cleanliness of this bathroom thing? Oh, yeah. I hit the airport.
So I hit the airport every now and then.
And I'm ripped!
Check out these abs. They're airport abs, baby. Anyway, my point was that we know people who use the airport a lot, so we talk about it a lot.
Listen, we know people who've been to an airport.
We know people.
Listen, guys.
This is a bit of a flex.
Don't get me started on all my friends who tap the airport
as
well.
This is a bit of a flex, but I know people who use the airport quite a bit.
Did you know you can travel by way of the sky?
4 weeks by steam engine. Ha ha, no. I take the air. Anyway, so what are you going to buy them at the airport?
Well, they have Ilum at the airport, which is like one of those shops that sell all of that crazy stuff that Danish people think are good presents. For example, the things I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
I'll get the ball rolling.
Yeah. Okay, it's cool.
None of these things feel like the right thing for my friends. So, but like the things they definitely have at the airport, they have those coffee cups and like those dishes, the Copenhagen blue kind, like they're like white porcelain with like dainty blue flowers on them. Mm-hmm. Danes love that shit. Mm-hmm. It all looks the same. Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty, but like the way that it's like, this is a fancy thing to have and it's universally agreed upon bewilders me. Mm-hmm. There's also like, what else can you get at the airport? Oh, those hanging wooden monkeys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's just a wooden, tchotchke.
What is with that one?
It's a tchotchke.
It's like a famous Danish architect.
Kim Larsen, I think. Yeah, no, isn't that the person's name?
No, that was the singer with the big mouth.
Yeah, Kim Larson's the guy who I thought was alive, but he's dead.
He's that singer with a big mouth. He's the guy that I thought was alive, but he's dead.
Bench pressing airplanes. Fucking big dude. But he does the monkey. They do the monkey. They do the... There's a bunch of animals, right? Listener, they're both on their phones right now. I'm literally talking to myself.
We're both Googling hanging wooden monkeys. We're both Googling hanging wooden monkeys.
Come on, phone.
Denmark architect. That's what we're Googling. But yeah.
Kite boys.
You're lucky I bench pressed because I am carrying this episode.
It was originally designed as a hook for your coat.
Yeah.
Really?
A coat hook.
Yep. Oh, that's why it's got like really long arms.
Yeah, the idea was the long arm should bring the hooks closer to...
For a listener who doesn't know what we're talking about, somebody give like a description of what
there
is
a wooden monkey. Mm. In Denmark, there is a wooden monkey. Mm. And it's got like a belly. It's got like kind of a rotund belly and a lighter wood inset of the belly.
It's cartoonesque. It's a lot of like circles.
Knowing now that it was meant to hang things on, I would love for that to still be the purpose, because I don't understand what the purpose is of this monkey yet. It's like, so
it's just
like,
because
now they just hang.
There's a game called Rich Danes to have hanging, it's a flex.
But it's a Danish design flex. That's what it is.
They have the bird as well, right? Is that the same designer?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. I had a very big... You don't know the bird? It's like... What's it look like? It looks like a weird, like...
It looks so
puffin-y
boring.
Kind
it's
of pigeon like puffin
a,
thing.
It's just like a circuit, like a round bird.
Again with the circles. But I was... My first Christmas with my partner's family, mm-hmm. my partner's mom got that, right? Got
the bird?
The bird. One of the birds. There's a few different ones. And I was saying to Abby before recording that this was a very perplexing moment for me.
Bird.
Yeah. Because I was like... There was quite an emotional reaction to it. Like, there was a lot of like, oh, wow. And like, yeah, I knew you wanted to. It was like a big gift. It was like the big gift for that person, right? You know, everyone has a big gift. You get a bunch of shit gifts.
Wow, this is some
sorry, no, no. I mean, no. Love, of course, gifts are wonderful. But no, but this was like an important one, right? Mm. And I was just like... Like in the, I mean, then we had like Fiskestad. We had everything. We were eating, drinking wine, chatting, and just in the corner of my eye, I kept looking at the bird, being like, why is the bird a big deal? Why is the bird? And I asked my partner, I was like, why, what's with the bird? And like,
shh.
Yeah. I was like, and then it was so, it was like, oh, but it's a Danish, it's a
you
Danish
have to live
bird.
Here for 15 years to mention the bird. Yeah.
But I think the reaction was, oh, but it's a Danish bird. I'm like, that does not help my situation. I still don't understand why the bird is important. And it's just that. It's just like, it's a designer thing. It looks cool. A lot of cool Danes have it. Mm. And that's, and but that's a legit, like, I used a funny voice when I said that, but that's the legit answer. And it's like, it's cool.
Yeah, there's like, there's the bird, there's the monkey, there's the cups, there's the plates, there's the chairs. Like, it's just like, it's really, really interesting.
There's the lamps.
There's lamps.
PH lamps. Don't forget the PH lamps.
It's like, because when there's something that's cool in America, it's never something that everybody agrees is cool. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
But here, there's this thing where it's like,
This is
the nicest thing you can have. Mm-hmm. This is the, we have all agreed, this is the nicest
consensus
thing.
Consensus around this design piece.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like the last time I felt like that was like in sixth grade about basketball shoes. Like, it's like if you had the Air Jordans,
yeah,
like those
objectively
are the best.
Good shoes. Yeah.
You don't have to ask if somebody likes the Air Jordans. Like, you, like, if you're going to get somebody's if your team is going to pick basketball shoes, the best ones. Mm. I mean, it just, it's so interesting to me because I think Danes do have great taste. I think the things that they pick generally are like, are very beautiful, but like, it's so singular.
Mm.
The taste is so like, we all agree. We all agree.
But it's the same with clothing, right? Like, yes. It's like we are this monoculture. Like, mm-hmm. And I think that is kind of, it is a cultural thing. I think it's part Yentilo also, not to sort of be too much of an outlier. So you just jump on that thing of like, okay, well, everybody thinks this is good design, so surely this is good design.
Mm. Oh, you know what? I like what some of the things I like about your good design that I think other people could catch on to is your coffee pots, your coffee cans. But, you know, in America, we don't do this thing with like a coffee can and then you make the whole pot of coffee into that thing.
You're talking to Eva Trio?
Are you on about the one we have here in the studio?
There's like a tall one that's skinny, and there's also, I have like a round one that's actually bad design because when you pour it, that like some of it gets spills. Caught in. No, it doesn't spill, but like when you get to the bottom of it, you have to turn it all the way upside down. And just like because it gets caught on the lip of the circle. Yeah,
really feels like that's a major flaw. Like in something that has one task.
But it's like a.
And does it have that little zipper coat kind of? You like
no,
sexy
there's
zipper
no
coat?
Sexy zipper coat.
Mine has a sexy zipper coat.
Wow.
For your coffee? And,
but I like the style of coffee making, filter coffee
that
making.
That makes it
here.
Better.
Do you do that? Do you do that in Ireland? Do you have like the plastic filter? So the way they make coffee here, I think generally in homes, they don't have a coffee machine. I feel like people have coffee machines in America. And
filter coffee. It's filter coffee.
Filter coffee, yeah. Where they just have like a plastic filter thing that goes on top. They boil water. They put a paper coffee filter in, and you fill up the coffee thing. Then you pour the boiling water. I know it sounds crazy that I'm explaining.
Yeah,
this.
I'm wondering why are you
because in America, like I have now what I do is as give as a wedding gift is a plastic filter, a thing of like paper filters and a nice Danish coffee pot because people don't do this. We make either like singular cups or like they don't fill up a whole cup.
They're in Ireland, definitely. But they're not in every.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
They're not vast majority of people in Ireland. Okay, no, not vast majority. But I like waking up in a home with that. It's more often in Denmark, definitely. But I love waking home like that if I've woken up after someone is already up because then I'm like, oh, I just walk into the room and there's coffee for me. I don't have to like make a percolator or anything. I'm just like, I love the just
it's really nice
fresh pour.
Maybe I'm being stupid because my parents didn't drink coffee when I was growing up. So like maybe that is in America. But I have given it as a present to a lot of people because they're like, they don't do that and they each make their own cup of coffee.
Nice,
I think it's really
nice.
It feels like a little bit Danish, but it's like universal.
I wouldn't have associated with them. Like now you say
funny.
It.
Now
you say it, but like I wouldn't have thought that beforehand.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's maybe, I don't know if they like coffee, but anyway,
who
I'm trying to
like
figure
coffee?
Out.
Your parents.
Might be, yeah. I started drinking coffee. Now, I felt like a really old age when I started drinking coffee, but it was like 23.
Mm. And oh, that's... Now, but I mean, you'd had coffee before, I'm assuming.
No.
Oh, so you had your first...
Yeah, like I started drinking coffee when my Danish partner moved in with me, and I was like working as a teacher, and we were like hanging out. Like I was exhausted.
You gotta drink coffee as a teacher.
Yeah.
Was it one of those ones where you're like, I'm tired, but I need something, so I'm just gonna have a coffee now.
I just kind of choked it down at first, and now I really like it. Yeah. But like at first, it was just like I need some help because I'm trying to have too much fun and be too responsible. I need something. I need something to aid me.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Hmm. All right. So the coffee thing is my original spin. You guys can all have that. Great wedding present, I think. Mm-hmm. Or staying in somebody's house. Maybe not great to travel with. No. Not great to travel with.
You could order one. But no, but that's not Danish. You want it to be Danish, right? You want it to come from Denmark.
Also, sometimes they're on really good sale.
Send them a horse,
sale.
Like the royal, like they did to that British guy.
Horse?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I know.
That was an old story. Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You weren't here for that episode.
I'll just keep talking. Well, okay. So
inside joke for Marius and me.
If you have room in your luggage.
Yeah. Put a horse.
Boys.
Sorry.
Don't exclude me.
Sorry.
It's my podcast, too.
Sorry. Yes.
They are those coffee cans, the fancy coffee cans, big sales after Christmas. After like what all the times that sales happen, fancy coffee cans are like 60% off.
Big tip. That's a big hot tip.
Yeah. Anybody who listens to this podcast who I've given one of these to feels really undervalued.
Yeah. And the fact that you it sounds like you only wait to the airport to buy gifts. You're like, fuck it, I'll get it at the airport. Although it is a good airport, as we've all recognized.
Great airport.
I brought herring to some people in France once.
I was thinking, because I think what I get excited about when people come to Denmark is I want them to try food.
Yeah.
And I can't do that with going back to anywhere.
No.
Because I can't think, like the clothes, maybe like, I know it's wrong, but I was like, an Icelandic jumper is really cool, but that's not Danish. Like, what's a Danish version of an Icelandic jumper?
Mayonnaise.
You should get them rain gear.
Yeah.
Good rain gear?
Like black or gray, really functional rain gear.
Pretty good.
Really
functional. Or like rain pants that go over your...
Yeah, some rain pants.
That's good.
Yeah.
Rain
that
pants.
That is actually, yep, yeah, that's actually a very good idea. That's a good idea. Because that's one of those ones you're like...
Easy to fold. Like,
yeah.
Doesn't take up a lot. Wow, this
did
is
I just,
good.
Did I just win?
That would be four pieces of rain gear for this. It doesn't solve my problem. But, maybe it solves Owen's.
And it would be expensive.
But this rain gear thing is nice because it's a slow burn, right? You get the gift and you're like, oh, cool, thanks.
Yeah.
And then you're like... Somebody will like, I'll put on those pants. You're like, oh, they can go over pants as well. Oh, that's nice. And then all of a sudden, you can't live without them.
Yeah. Once you integrate rain pants into your life, you're like, how is the rest of the world still turning? All You Soggy Bottoms is the name of Owen's next memoir. All You Soggy Bottoms. Okay, but also, Sophie Hagen, my friend who lives in London and is Danish, asks me to bring the stupidest shit.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Mayonnaise, like
Danish
those
mayonnaise?
Like squishy mayonnaise like things.
Oh okay. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Rye bread, just like normal rye bread.
Mm. Stop doing the masturbating.
This is my rye bread. Yeah. I always masturbate my rye bread, and that's why it tastes better than yours. That's why it tastes more relaxed and sleepier than yours. Red soda.
Yeah. Sophie wants. I get her on that. Okay. I get her. Okay. That's a weird like. Like I get that sometimes. It's like, I need a fucking red soda right now.
Really?
If I see it, I just get like an urge.
You got
like
that red one. You got the green with sport.
Yeah, fuck that one. The red Himbeer, like raspberry one.
Yeah.
But you know, I didn't realize actually the Danish airport is aware of this and has really done a good job. Like,
oh, you can pick it up to bring it to somebody.
Because I went and I was like really a good friend. I went to the grocery store. I got mayonnaise. I checked a bag because I was like, there's fucking mayonnaise.
That's a friend.
That's a friend. And I brought it and then I got to the airport. Could have bought it there.
Yep.
They had the fucking mayonnaise. Can you believe they sell mayonnaise in the airport?
Yes, I can. Now you say it out loud. Yeah, I can.
It's so crazy. Yeah. Denmark.
It's such a good airport.
It's Copenhagen airport is the most nostalgic airport. Like, the Danes going through there must be like, I'll never get the same mayonnaise again. I got
also just the
mayonnaise.
Fact that they just have the fucking Stiff Hopper, like, sausage,
yes,
like,
yes,
right at the conveyor belt. Right, as soon as you get, like, Danes just, like, come all shaking from plane. I need some fucking sausage, man.
it's at the conveyor belt.
Yeah, it's so aggressive. Like, just the smell of pork.
And it's the last thing you can get before, like, if you're taking a plane to anywhere.
It's on both sides of the gate. Oh, my God.
So crazy. Yeah,
such a great airport.
Yeah.
Those woolen slippers are good Danish thing. Like, those, like, gray, like felt kind of compressed woolen slippers.
Oh,
those could be good.
Yeah, those are. Mm-hmm. I didn't know they were Danish, though.
I mean, they seem really Danish to me. Actually, I got my friend in America, when she explicitly asked. She's like, are these are these everywhere? And I was like, yeah, they're everywhere. Like, those gray, thick. And I got her, I think I got those for her. I hope I did. God.
Birkenstocks?
I've been really giving myself the credit if I haven't.
Did you give them Birkenstocks? I know it's not Danish, but Birkenstocks are pretty Danish.
No, they're German.
I know,
back
but
off.
Like, summertime, you might as
you
well be
in Berlin.
You
somebody Birkenstocks as a present? Oh, and you're really overstepping.
I'm just...
Oh, and this is disgusting. You're disgusting me.
This is fucking disgusting.
This is
revolting. No bad ideas. I thought there was no bad ideas.
No, Owen, there are bad ideas.
Bad ideas.
And the bad idea is to give your friends Birkenstocks as a present.
I'm sorry.
You're so disappointing sometimes.
I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
I think we need a break.
I got no good ideas now. I got no good ideas.
No.
What else?
I mean, Lego. Lego.
Do you know who has not figured it out? Is Lego.
Again, with the masturbating.
Oh, my God.
Leave your bread at home, I mean. I don't care if it's relaxed and sleepy.
There is. Not everything is me masturbating. Some of it is just in your mind. The bread thing,
okay.
I do masturbate.
Yeah. That's bang on.
Okay,
absolutely.
Lego, if you're listening,
this
is a real, real empty spot because I would get a lot of kids that I go to see and even adults that are freaks, Danish-specific Lego sets. There are almost none. They don't even have like a little like Danish keychain. They have like a whole keychain section in the
store. Star Wars,
a Lego guy in a hot dog costume,
Harry
all
Potter.
Of these things. They make one into a Danish thing.
What is a Danish thing?
Like a Danish, like put a freaking Danish flag out of Legos. Put like Newhound, like a little Lego Newhound.
Lego Newhound, little Lego Town Hall.
If they do any of those things, everybody is
the
buying
bridge.
That at the airport. To give to their friends as a souvenir.
Mm. Okay, we just came up some really good ideas, Lego.
I think
called
Lego.
Yeah.
Okay, back off, guys. I came up with this idea on
my own. I said other things. I don't like Lego nowadays. It's too specific to one. Like, when you buy a thing, like, Empire State Building, it's just that. You can't, like, play with it and make it something else. It's just like, these pieces only fit in this exact way. If it doesn't fit this, it doesn't work at all. And it's like, I like the idea of like making anything out of it. Should I shut up again? Am I wrong?
That
am I
beautiful?
Oh, really?
You're tearing up my
heartstrings. Owen's so open. He's like, listen, why can't play just be play?
Yeah.
Why does play have to be construction? Yeah. Why does it have to be constructive?
I don't want rules for my
built whatever you want to
playtime.
Yeah.
Although I will say, I feel like that about stuff, and I don't. Like, but everyone else in my house, my kids and my partner, they like love following the directions. They really like it, and they do it together, and it is very cute and cozy when they do it.
But, I'm sure it is.
I just like I just don't get it, and I'm just like, oh, I hate the plastic bags everywhere. Like, it's just like
I love jigsaws though, so what am I? I'm a contradiction in terms. I'm an enigma. Who knows what I'm gonna do next?
Incredible. I can't
wait. Like...
Jigsaw. Get a jigsaw. Jigsaws are cool.
That's
Danish
that's good.
There is the Copenhagen jigsaw. There is one of Newhound and there's a bunch. There you go.
I literally might do that.
They're really cool. They're really nice.
Our other friend if they like puzzles.
Yeah.
That's really good.
There's very specific Copenhagen.
You almost came
Lego...
back from the Birkenstock thing with that.
Because Lego, because it was a 1-year-old in Scotland also that like...
The 1-year-old, I know what I'm going to get the 1-year-old, which is...
Herring?
I have traveled with herring for my mom. My mom likes pickled herring. I might get him... There's like a Danish... Some brand... I don't know how this is Danish, but there's a alpaca. There's like a alpaca in different colors that... that family might start an alpaca farm. So I think that's pretty cute. And some of them are wearing sunglasses. Anyway,
that's cool.
I think alpaca. Yeah, I think I might get him like an alpaca from the fancy Danish toy store.
Okay.
Danish kid stuff is cute as hell. Cute as hell, Danish kid stuff is, but it is also expensive as shit. Cute as hell, expensive as shit. That's the Danish toy slogan.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very
good.
All right, there's a few ideas for you.
All right, yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Write in if you have more. I'm not going until today. I'm going to the airport right now. So write in now.
But the airport has a lot of shops. You could, if you email quick enough, Abby could buy something at the airport.
And even if it doesn't benefit me this time, it could benefit me in the future, which is the main thing, or our listeners. So
Abby,
write in to
Abby hits the airport a lot.
Listen, I really hit the airport.
Right in
at copingincopenhagen@gmail.com. Hey, and you know what you could really do, which would be the best thing, is you could join our Patreon. We would love it if you join our Patreon. Honestly, we would fucking love it if you join our Patreon. We just did a new episode on our Patreon. It's really funny. It's really smart. It's really good. We both watched Rita and Bankin.
And we connected them.
And you don't have to have watched either of them to enjoy the episode and have a fun time. Yeah. We don't know what we're going to do next time, but it will be an hour of shenanigans about living in Denmark. And you're going to love it. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Until Friday, stay.
Ping.
Pong.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.